2017 NFL Scouting Combine continues. We have Greg Cosell. We're going to talk quarterbacks with Greg. Now, Greg is the executive producer of a super cool TV show on ESPN called NFL Matchup. I love watching it. He's a big-time part of it. Do you have fun putting that show together?
Oh, yeah. That's what I love to do. First of all, I love watching the tape. To me, it's an intellectual and academic experience. So the whole show is based on just hours and hours and hours of tape study, which we've been doing for years and years.
And you get Sal Palantonio and Merrill Hodge and Jaws, and those guys have a ton of energy and have a lot of fun. It's fun to watch that show.
And Sal always jokes about his minute and a half of tape study every week.
Right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you studied the tape as well, and I want to ask you about quarterbacks. I mean, all the talk about the Vikings so far at the Combine has been Adrian Peterson and what the Vikings are going to do moving forward, all that. Quarterbacks. I mean, we have Sam Bradford, who I'm sure that you know well and have studied a lot. And we also have Teddy, who you probably studied a bunch when he was coming out. After those guys, we have Taylor Heinicke. What else could the Vikings do at quarterback here in the offseason?
Well, I don't know how much they'll be looking at the quarterback position because they have Bradford, who's under contract for this year. Bridgewater, I assume, even if he can't go this year, I would think. Now, he'll be 2 years out if he can't play, so then maybe you do feel that he's a question mark, let's put it that way. But I would think that quarterback would probably this year not be viewed as a high priority. I mean, they have got to fix this offensive line first and foremost, and they're going to need some form of a run game. Now, I think their offense may change a little bit with Adrian Peterson gone. I don't think you'll see as much emphasis on base personnel, base formations. They might want to go three wide more, but then again, if you do that, then your protection becomes even more critical. It all really comes back for this team to the offensive line.
If the Vikings can make some improvements on the offensive line and the protection is there and the run blocking is there, Pat Shurmur as the offensive coordinator and the architect and the play caller, what stylistically, what do you foresee for the Vikings?
Well, I think Pat is a guy that he grew up, I think, in what we would call the West Coast offense. Don't forget, he coached Sam Bradford in Sam's first year in the NFL. I think Bradford is really a quick rhythm thrower. That's where he's best. He's very, very accurate in the short to intermediate areas. He's cautious with the football. He's a good decision maker. Now, last year their offense was too condensed for obvious reasons. But I think for the most part, you're going to see a three-step, five-step timing, quick rhythm pass game. They'll take some more shots because you have to, but ultimately that's what I think this offense will be when it comes to the passing game.
When you look at this draft class, is there anyone in this class that you've studied and you're like, you know what, he'd be good for a team like the Vikings that run a West Coast, or any quarterbacks or receivers that are standing out to you? We all know everyone's talking about this is a great running back class. So any names from those positions that stand out?
Running back is going to be a philosophical decision for teams because there's different kinds of backs. You know, if you're looking to maybe line up more with three wide receivers and one back, then Leonard Fournette is not your guy. He won't be there anyway. But then you're looking for the style of back, the Alvin Kamaras out of Tennessee, you know, even a Dalvin Cook type back who, in my view, is more of that kind of back. These are backs that you're not going to set your offense through these backs. They're not Ezekiel Elliott or Leonard Fournette. They're different kinds of backs. So, they need that kind of back. I think McKinnon is best as a backup in that role.
Thanks for your time, Greg. That's it for Greg Cosell and I, but there's more coverage of the Combine coming to you from Vikings.com, so stay tuned.